Hi, I'm Kate Smurthwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is January the 23rd. Science, and 1,000 people are to have their complete genome mapped as part of a major new study. The lead scientist on the project said the first volunteer will be Jade Goody, who has been deliberately chosen to save time because they've already mapped the code for the fruit fly. Now, health and ministers have told the food industry that labelling is the key to tackling obesity. Really? You don't think it's getting people to eat less crap? I mean, I don't know very many fat people who are sat there going, I don't understand how I've gotten so heavy. I mean, I guess I must have misunderstood the label on that rich chocolate truffle gatto. I thought it counted as one of my five a day. The best way to use labelling to combat obesity would be to make the labels on all food over 100 calories weigh 20 kilograms. Then carrying them home would burn off the energy before you'd even eaten it. Now, I agree, though, that food labelling is terrible. These days, if your food wasn't made on the farm equivalent of Guantanamo Bay isolation cells, there'll be a special label to tell you so. But if it was, then we just won't mention it. Now, politics, and George Bush has spoken at an anti-abortion rally in the UK. His words clearly had a big impact, with two-thirds of those who saw him saying they now believed abortion should be compulsory. What he said at the rally was, you're here because you know all life deserves to be protected. I'm proud to be standing with you. What he meant was, I'm going to need a lot more cannon fodder for my illegal wars. Then he went on to say, America can do better than this, which is exactly what most Americans have been thinking since the day he took office. He went on, we will continue to work for a culture of life. Then he popped out, authorised a few executions, did an oil trade with King Abdullah, and told his defence officials to stop wasting all that money on body armour for the troops in Iraq. When he got back, he decided to bamboozle the crowd with science, this time saying, each unborn child is a separate individual with his or her own genetic code. Sure, but a bacon sandwich has its own genetic code. If you define right to life on the basis of unique genes, then presumably it'd be okay to kill one of each set of identical twins? Although that said, if you've seen as many horror films as I have, you might be up for that. Why do they never cast twins in the nice roles? Now, lifestyle, and a survey whose results were released today, said more people are comfortable with the idea of premarital sex than ever before. The survey conducted by Brad Pitt and Abby Titmuss revealed 70% of the population had no objection, compared to only 48% in 1984 when John Prescott conducted the survey. A rather disgusting 30% of the population described themselves as prejudiced against other races. Amazingly, the same percentage that ticked the box for I read the Daily Mail. The authors of the report, that's Brad and Abby if you're paying attention, say they put this down to the reaction to September the 11th. Presumably they mean the reaction of the press. Now finally the papers, and the Daily Express headlines today include Girl Attacked by Frenzied Knifeman. As though most knife attacks are very casual affairs, with breaks for tea and muted applause for particularly complicated artistic stabs. Then on page 34, their headline screams, "We're breeding a generation of teenage killers." Which is interesting and ironic, because if anyone is trying to engender a culture of poverty and panic, it is the Express. But also, if that's true, if we are building a secret murderous child army, surely that's big enough for the front page. Instead, the front page says, Britain's Muslims are too extreme. I'd love to have seen them out on the streets surveying people for that. And would you like your local Muslims, A, very extreme, B, quite extreme, or C, not extreme at all? The story behind it is that Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister visited a mosque in the UK and said that the preaching and books used were shocking and I quote, would be illegal in Iraq. You know, and Iraq has such a better track record on law and order than the UK. We should definitely go out of our way to follow their example. Well, that's all from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening. My name's Kate Smurthwaite, and goodbye.